This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Susan Ferriccio. She's the chief congressional correspondent for the Examiner newspaper based here in Washington. She joined us a few days ago when we learned about the upcoming ethics trial scheduled against former House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charlie Rangel. She joins us now just a day before we're scheduled to find out exactly what he's charged with. And we're also hearing reports about some serious behind-the-scenes dealing in efforts to strike a plea deal here so that there will not be a trial heading right up to the November elections. And Susan, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
So how serious are these talks, and what, if anything, do we know about what's being suggested behind closed doors?
Well, I think what's happening is Congressman Rangel is trying to avoid, if he can, the spectacle of a trial where the charges against him will be made public and would be detailed in what will most likely be an open, public, and very well-publicized trial. And this trial would likely commence after the August recess, so we're talking mid-September. It would run potentially straight into his primary. And beyond that, it would drag into the weeks preceding the November election. Now, not only does Rangel not really want to be in that position, the Democrats don't want that because he may be able to win. You see, he's a 20-term congressman. That makes it easier for someone like him to ride this out. But he's a former member of leadership as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, so he's technically, you know, has been part of the leadership. And that is going to carry the label of corruption that Democrats want to avoid at all costs. They don't want to give Republicans another weapon in their fight to regain the majority in the House.
Now, one of the things that we talked about a few days ago, Susan, is that unlike every other committee in the House of Representatives, this one is equally balanced between Republicans and Democrats. And that's significant because we've heard some reports about behind the scenes, Democrats as well as attorneys for Charlie Rangel have been trying to work out a deal, but apparently there's been no contact or there was improper contact without Republicans present. And now the Republicans may not be willing to go along with a plea. What's the latest there? And fill in the blanks there if you can.
Well, the Ethics Committee likes to describe itself as nonpartisan. And that may be true technically, but really it is a partisan committee. In fact, it's a very, perhaps one of the most partisan committees. And the reason is these high-stakes cases. Timing, outcome, all these things can influence the fortunes of either party. We saw this in 2006 when there was the scandal involving the House pages. The committee was not in agreement about how to go forward with that. The Republicans were in charge at the time. I think they would have liked to kept it a little more subdued. Democrats, however, wanted to make sure this thing got as much publicity as possible because it would help them take over the House, which it did help them take over the House. So you're not going to see Republicans wanting to do Democrats any favors right now in terms of Charlie Rangel. They're going to say they're going to push for whatever they can to get this thing out in the open and to make sure that they mete out the toughest punishment for him. Don't forget, the House Democrats ran a campaign against the Republicans saying they were going to drain the swamp, end the culture of corruption. All those buzzwords helped drive Republicans out of office. So they're more than happy to return the favor now and turn it right back on the Democrats and say, well, here you go. This is the chairman of the Tax Writing Committee, one of the most powerful committees in all of Congress. Here he is caught up in, you know, a range of charges, some involving not paying his taxes, for God's sakes, and he's chairman of this committee. They want to make sure that the strongest punishment is handed down to him and that there's an agreement between the two sides. Now, it's 5-5. It's 10 people on this committee, 5 Republicans, 5 Democrats. The power slightly leans in favor, tips in favor of Democrats because the chairman is a Democrat, Zoe Lofgren of California. So she does wield slightly a little bit more power than the Republicans, but they have the power. It's encoded in the ethics rules to get in the way of Democrats just trying to run it their way. So they have more power than you would have on any other committee in all of Congress. So that's going to play into the outcome as well, and whether or not they're going to allow Democrats to cut a deal that, see, Democrats would like to cut a deal with Rangel and not go forward with this trial. That's what they want. It's not likely Republicans are going to go easy on that one. They're going to make sure if they're going to cut a deal and they're going to avoid this trial, which would be just a political gift to the Republicans, they're going to make sure this punishment is tough and does some damage.
Susan, is it basically a given that either tomorrow we'll know what the charges are against Charlie Rangel, or we'll hear what sort of plea deal has been arranged here, or is it possible that this whole process could get delayed?
But that's a really good question. People would assume that there'll definitely be an outcome tomorrow. I would not put it past the Ethics Committee just putting this thing off again. They can do it. They can find some way in the rules to delay or whatever, find some other thing to put it off. And I think their goal would be to not air the charges tomorrow if they can't strike a deal with Rangel and find some way of doing it. But if not, they may just have to go ahead and do it. Maybe that they're just going to do it regardless of the political implications because they feel they have to. But I wouldn't bet on it. I've been following this committee for a long time, and I'd say there's a chance for any of those things to happen. And I can't predict right now what tomorrow is going to look like. I don't think anyone else is going to do that right at this moment right now is just guessing.
Well, in a city where it's often very predictable what will happen next, it's very interesting to see what will happen in a scenario where we're not sure what the outcome will be. Susan, thank you very much for being with us.
Anytime. Thank you.
Susan Ferriccio is the chief congressional correspondent for The Examiner here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.